Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Well, it's Pembroke State School this morning and our first presenter is about to fire away. You ready there?
Hi, my name's Emmanuel and I go to Pembroke Primary School.
Hi, my name is Peter and I go to Pembroke Primary School too.
Hi, my name is Jeff and I go to Pembroke Primary School too.
Now we will talk about inter-school sports. Inter-school sports is a program where primary schools compete to win. There are many schools such as sports such as soccer, netball, rounders, t-ball, softball, etc. There are different levels like district, division, regionals, and state.
In inter-school sport, we do lots of things to win and hope for others.
At inter-school sports, we hope that we'll win and we'll have a great game, no arguments, hopefully.
On this week's show, we have chosen some great songs to play for you. The first song is One Call Away by Charlie Puth. I like this song because it's about love and relationships.
Call away, I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me baby if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go, you know you're not alone.
One Call Away by Charlie Puth. Let's move on to Jafeth.
Okay, last week was Hearing Awareness Week. At Pembroke Primary School, we learned AUSLAN, which stands for Australian Sign Language. Our teacher, Miss Eleni, is a great teacher and can sign very fast. You should always be careful to protect your hearing, especially when wearing headphones or listening to loud music or sounds at work. We are selling butterfly badges for $2.50 to raise money for the Deafness Foundation. Now we would like to move on to our manual.
Now it's time for a discussion. I have some great questions to ask everyone. The first question is, what's the best day of the year?
My one is Christmas lunch.
Mine is the holidays.
Mine's the holidays too. Number two, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is noodle.
My favorite food is sushi.
Mine is noodles. Number three, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song is A Million Dreams by Pink.
My favorite song is Dark Side by Alan Walker.
Those are good songs. My one is Jocelyn Flores by XXXTentacion. Now let's move on to Peter.
The next song is Action by Charlie Puth. Attention by Charlie Puth. I like this song because it means a lot to me.
On my name, 'cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA, 'cause you knew that I'd be at one. Oh, I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh, and now I'm all up on you. What you expect? But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You run around, run around, run around, throwing that dirt all on my name.
Charlie Puth. Now I would like to tell you some jokes. What do you call a cow with no legs?
Zor.
So close. 552 chickens. What do you call a chicken that can't fly?
Vok.
Wicked wings. What do you do when your car doesn't work?
Vroom vroom.
What do you do when there is no living birds?
Create bird seeds.
Number five.
What do you do when your
a car is about to crash into you. Beep, beep. Now we would like to move on to the fifth.
Okay. Now we have a segment called Would You Rather. Would you rather be a chicken or a dog?
I'd be a dog because chickens, they'll get eaten and dogs won't.
I'll be a chicken so I can run fast.
I would be a dog too because they have a long life span, I think. Okay, number two. Would you rather go in a cave that leads you to Candyland or a cave that leads you to $1,000?
I would go to a cave that leads me to Candyland because there's going to be like candy toothpaste. It'll taste even better than normal toothpaste.
I'll go to Candyland too because I can brush my teeth with jelly and stuff. Yeah.
I would go to the world at least to $1,000 because I would be rich and I can do stuff. Okay, number three. Would you rather be a principal or a student?
I would be a student because principal has a boss and then the principal's boss has another boss and then this boss is confusing.
I would rather be a principal because I'll be an adult and I want to have a mustache because a mustache makes you look 10 times better.
I would be a student because if you be a principal, you can never leave the school again. Or if you can, I don't know. I would rather be a student because when I'm done with college and middle school, it's freedom. Now the next song is Fade Away by Faded by Alan Walker. I like this song because it's entertaining, it keeps me calm, and yeah.
Sorry.
Now I would like to move on to the quiz. What sweet food is made by bees using nectar from flowers? The answer is honey. Do you know that our school logo is the bee? Now let's move on to the second answer. Name the school that Harry Potter attended if you guessed Hogwarts, then you are correct. Number three, what is the top color in a rainbow? The color is red. Number four, in the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall? The answer is Humpty Dumpty. Number five, where in Scotland is there supposedly a lake monster called Nessie? If you said Loch Ness, then you would be right. Now we would like to move on to Emmanuel.
Welcome to the weather report for 12th March 2019. Today's weather is maximum 19, the shower or two, possible rainfall 0 to 1 millimeter, chance of rain is 40%. Wednesday, 13th of March, the minimum is 12, maximum 20, and partly cloudy. On Thursday, the minimum is 11, maximum 23, and mostly sunny. Friday, 15th of March, minimum 13, maximum 23, and partly cloudy. Saturday, 16th of March, the minimum is 14, maximum 28, and mostly sunny. Sunday, minimum 18, maximum 27.
Jafef.
Now let's move on to Jafef.
Now I would like to read a piece of writing called Legend of Elements 1 by Emmanuel. Get these fool things off, Zazie said, removing Peter's headphones. His voice was firm but warm. Come on, Emmanuel, she needs to see you. But be patient with her. She's even more confused than usual. Zazie shuffled me into the room where my normally beautiful aunt looked pale and weak. She stared at me with shrunken eyes that didn't to seem focused. She smiled and brushed back his hair with her fingernail, touching a brow near my eye. She frowned at the welt and asked, have you been fighting other boys again? I struggled. Emmanuel, she asked, certainly. Our neighborhood, they smashed it with a stick. You're just like your father. Auntie whispered, her eyes drifted up towards the skies, and dreamily expressed crossing her face. He was an angel of light. I saw Zazie exchange to a quick look at Aunt's doctor, at a look that said she's getting confused again. To be continued. Now
we are going to talk about why Pembroke Primary School is a great school. Pembroke Primary School is a child-safe school where you wouldn't get bullied. We have many things like excursions, Christmas lunch, and lots of other things. Grade 3 to 6 attend inter-school sports.
Pembroke is a great place for me because the beautiful natures and all what we have, and friendship, and lots of things that we do in school, and there is no bullies, and we take care of our nature a lot.
Now, I like Pembroke Primary School because it's a peaceful and calm place. There's lots of things to do, and it's fun. And yeah.
Now Bob is going to introduce a song.
Okay, this is the new one for Casey Musgrave.